Wow, a lot to talk about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thanks for tuning in to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I am live at St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary. They're going to have to change the name because they have seminarians from Brooklyn, and it's not just a regional to Florida anymore. Record enrollment here at St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary, where Vocation Boom, my apostolate, is having our annual board meeting tomorrow and Friday. And Debbie, you're going to be grabbing a plane after the show. Debbie's on our board. So, Debbie, I'm looking forward to you having, God willing, a safe arrival and getting here.
I'm excited to come, Jerry, and I see that it's sunny in Florida. That's good. So, Arizona's...
Well, right now.
Well, yeah, but Arizonans don't do well in rain, Jerry. It's like we melt or something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
well,
we're not.
You don't want to know
rain.
The rain shower we had this morning then, but
for real, that, you really did?
Oh yeah. But then, it's if you don't like the weather in Florida, wait 5 minutes, right?
Okay, that's true. That's true. So it's humid, in Arizona we say humid. In New Jersey, right? We say humid. We dropped
I thought it was like humid. Humid.
Okay,
like a sense of humor.
Right.
Hey, what are we talking about today on the program?
Side-by-side activities. Ooh, is social media ablaze? Oh, my goodness. Overnight, everybody weighed in on their takes on this idea of side-by-side activities. If it is quality time, if it's not quality time, what does it mean to really, take somebody out to the movie? Are you really spending that real intimate quality time with that person if you're just going to the movies? Because technically, you're sitting quietly, and they even tell you not to speak during the movie. So you're not really interacting at all. So this is an exciting topic today, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of people weighing in on it. So if you want to jump in, 1-800-585-9396.
What are some ways that you actually spend quality FaceTime? I mean, you take your son, your daughter, your kids, even your wife or a good friend, you go out, actually just converse, and you talk, and you look into one another's eyes, and you get to know each other. As Debbie said, side-by-side activities, there's nothing wrong with them, but sometimes we think that they fulfill that need that we have as human persons to be in community and communion with one another. So what are some things that you have found that you do that help you make a real connection with people? 1-800-585-9396. Start loading up those phone lines, Debbie. The lines fill up fast, so we want people to call early.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to address this from yesterday's show, Jerry, just because I know we've had a lot of people visit take2show.com for the resources that we put up on the websites and the books about annulments and remarriage. So please, dear listeners, know that those are all up on take2show.com. So you can, click on the websites, grab your resources, grab your books. And I just want to say, Jerry, there have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people tapping into take2show.com. So I think that it is a necessary resource for so many people. So please make sure you visit that. And also, we're 16 likes away, Jerry, from crossing the 2200 mark for Facebook for EWTN Catholic Radio. So who's going to be that 16th like on Facebook to get us over that 2200 mark? Remember, we're trying to push to 3000 because we're going to have this virtual celebration, right, Jerry?
Well, we sure are. All right, that sounds good. Well, what are your takes on side-by-side activities and then actually spending real quality time with those you love, those you work with, so forth? 800-585-9396. And another member of the Vocation Boom Advisory Board is our good friend Deacon Harold Burksivers, and he is here in Florida for the board meeting, and Deacon is going to join us for the whole program. So if you'd like to speak with Deacon Harold about this topic, give us a call. Deacon, you look pretty fantastic for someone who just flew in from halfway across the world.
Yeah, I just flew in, and boy, are my arms tired. Oh, that lame joke, I tell you. Yeah, Jerry, I just got back from a two-week speaking tour in Australia and the Philippines. And the bulk of the tour, I was talking about marriage and family life. You know, the redefinition of marriage is quickly encroaching upon Australia. And so they had me come out there and really talk about the issues of marriage and family life. And I also gave talks to a group of permanent deacons in the Parramatta Diocese, which is one of the dioceses right next to Sydney. I also gave talks to Catholic business professionals, to some students. And then in the Philippines, the bulk of those talks were for Catholic teachers, you know, about the Catholic education in the schools there, and also did some parish work, and also talked with a group of young men, Opus Dei, one of the Opus Dei houses there in Manila. And it was a wonderful experience. Like I said, I flew yesterday from Manila to here, and I'm just glad to be part of Vocation Boom and part of the EWTN family. You know, my sixth series is going to be coming out sometime. I'm not sure if it's the fall schedule or the spring schedule, but looking forward to that too. So,
Very cool.
It's just great to be with you guys today. Talk about this very important topic.
Yes, and Deacon Harold, let me just comment on something. I was watching you on Facebook. Another great thing that Facebook has is this ability to watch other people's lives as they're happening. And so I was watching you with all the postings that were happening with you in Australia. So I have to tell you, I'm a little bit, just a teensy bit envious, because I think Australia is so beautiful. And it looked like you had the most warmest reception. Did I get that right from Facebook?
Yes, that's right. That was my third time in Australia. And, you know, they want me to come back again probably in 2017. And I'll be going back to the Philippines in January. So, yeah, both countries were, it was just a fabulous time. And, you know, and it's about really spreading the gospel. You know, Jesus said in Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 28, you know, go and make disciples of all nations. You know, so, but I never thought that I would be one of those people actually doing that. So it's, I consider it a real blessing. It is a challenge being away from home but I have an incredibly loving and supporting wife and kids, and thank goodness for Skype, so I can keep in touch with them when I travel.
All right, well, the phones are starting to ring here, 1-800-585-9396. Deacon Harold, the topic today, why we wanted to have you on, is it fits so beautifully into, you know, one of these areas that you can speak on so many different topics, but marriage and family and kids, and I know it's huge for you, and since you left that full-time job as, you know, a director of security at a Catholic university to do full-time ministry, you like to say that your marriage and your family life has never been better. So talk about what it means to you to take your wife out or your son or your daughter or just go out in the backyard or something and do something where you're actually truly engaged with one another.
Yeah, that's a great point. And when I did leave the job, you know, it was scary. I mean, I was making a very good income, and but I knew the Lord was calling me to do his work. And one of the things that I did not anticipate was just in 21 years of marriage, these last 3 years since I've done the speaking and writing full time has been the best years of our marriage. And also, I've never been closer to my children, because people say, well, you travel a lot, which I do. But I was working 70 hours a week at my job before, and I never really saw the kids. And, you know, and but with this, what I'm doing now, I actually see them more. And actually, we've been spending more FaceTime and just time together as a family and with the individual kids as well. And as we get into the show, I could talk a little more about that, but just a couple things right now. One, first of all, is my wife. You know, we go on dates. You know, we had a date night probably once a month before, but now since I work, you know, I have an office at home and my wife has her private practice, I'll call her and say, hey, what are you doing for lunch today? You got clients? Nope, no clients today. Okay, let's go to lunch. We'll just go 2-3 times a week and just like spend that time just face-to-face together, being together as a family. We have a tradition now is whenever I come home from a trip, we go to dinner together as a family. And, you know, and the first thing, no phones. You know, you know how many times we go to restaurants? We just saw this the other day before I left to go to Australia and the Philippines. We were at a restaurant having dinner, and we looking around at the other families, and everybody's on their phones. No one's talking to each other. And so that's a definite rule that we have. Together, when we're together as a family, no phones, just us. The same thing at home for dinner. You know, no electronics, no media, just us being together as a family. And as the show goes on, I can talk about some more things that we do as well.
Well, this is an exciting topic, and I want to share a couple comments on what you said, Deacon Harold. But before I do, there's an open phone line for you. That's right. If you're listening right now, there's no accident. So share your take on this idea of side-by-side activities, or really, what does it mean to spend quality time with your loved ones? Got to call in at 1-800-585-9396. You're going to speak to Matt Gabinski. He's awesome. He's our call screener, and he is so nice. Everybody tells us that he is just a delight to talk to, and you'll be able to listen live while you're holding to get on the show, so you won't miss a thing. So, dear listeners, call in 1-800-585-9396. Okay, Deacon Harold, before we go to a break, real quickly, I just wanted to share, Jerry and I did a topic a few weeks back on mall people. It's a coined term that we kind of coined about people that are like in malls, just like you talked about, where they're on their cell phones, they're not really connecting with each other. And my husband and I always get a kick out of this idea of these mall people. It's kind of like people kind of walking around zoned out, unconscious. My husband and I will crack up because we will see a husband and wife together having a meal together. It's a perfect opportunity to have some really good dialogue. And instead they have the newspapers up. They can barely see each other. You know, they kind of lower the newspaper to say a couple words to each other, or one of them is texting and the other one's reading something. And so to your point, how it's really an unfortunate, I look at it like this, and there's no judgment made, but there's always opportunities to connect to another human being. And when you connect to another human being, you're growing closer to God, because that's how we experience God, we see God, and it's unfortunate when we use technology or even the reading or newspaper to distract us from that. So, okay, but I know you want to comment, but before you do, I know we got to take a quick break. So when we do, when we come back, I know we want to hear from you, Deacon Harold, on that. My comments. And then, dear listeners, it's time for you to call in 1-800-585-9396. You hear that beautiful music? We'll be right back on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and our special guest, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers.
"60 Seconds with Mother Angelica."
God created each one of us, but he had in mind, regardless of how we look from childhood to old age, we change physically, but we don't change in his mind. See? Why? Because God has a specific degree of union with him, holiness we call it, for every one of you. And it's all different. See, we're all different. And we are called to be different because it glorifies God. He just doesn't make robots. Now, why you say, why are some holier than others? Well, that's your fault. That's not his fault. If we accept the good, the bad, and indifferent of every day, we'll all be holy in a different way.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. What are your takes? Surely you've got an opinion, a comment, a take on this really important topic. I've heard it said one time, other than a mirror, the only place you see yourself is in someone else's eyes. And that's because you remember that the Our Lady of Guadalupe, where they actually, if you zoom in on her eyes, you can actually see the reflection of Juan Diego, and I think the bishop is there and some others. So we are in communion with each other, and as Debbie said, draw closer to God when we spend quality time with each other. So do you feel like maybe you've gotten into a trap of doing things with your wife, your kids, your family, but not really connecting? Call in and get some advice from Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. Or maybe, like Deacon Harold, you kind of have that cell phone moratorium. You know, there's that time during the week when you say, no, we're going to do something as a family. you know, and we put the cell phones away and we just go out and be with each other and celebrate one another. Your peers are listening to this program, so what you share is going to have an impact at 1-800-585-9396. And Debbie and Deacon Harold, Nina says on our Facebook page, she says, eating supper together every night is number one, playing cards and board games. And then Dawn on Facebook says, we hike together, we go fishing, crabbing, rock hounding, camping, anything outdoorsy. So Deacon Harold, a lot of good ideas people are sharing on our Facebook page.
What's rock hounding?
What is rock hounding? Rock hounding.
It sounds fun. I just don't know what it is.
Okay, somebody call in and educate us on what rock hounding is. 1-800-585-9396. Go ahead, Deacon. I'm sorry.
No, I like that, though. But, you know, what we do, I think having dinner together is extremely important. Sharing a meal together, that was something that was important. And we see that all throughout the scriptures. You know, in the Old and New Testament, how often meals were shared together and as a time of gathering people together and interacting with each other with a shared meal. That's very important. What we do is we have something called family night. And what we do is we try to have dinner together every night, obviously, except when I'm gone. And I got to admit, it's getting a little more challenging now that we have teenagers, because they have activities that happen in the evening, sports and other activities. And so we don't always get a chance to have dinner every night. But when we do, we also try to have a family night where we do something together for an hour as a family after dinner. That could be like was suggested on the Facebook page, playing cards or for us going for a walk or bike rides, or if it's raining in Oregon, as it has a tendency to do, playing board games or the Wii or something on the Wii, just something together as a family. And that time is so important. And the kids have really looked forward to family night more than any other night of the week. You know, so it's really a lot of fun. And we just have tremendous fun and really get to experience each other. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a word in Hebrew called yada. And yada is knowledge that's gained by experience. You have to experience something or someone in order to know them. And I think the technology, the phones and the tablets, those are tools and those are means to an end. But in our culture, they're becoming ends in themselves. And so we're losing that personal interaction in favor of the electronics. And that loses something of our humanity when we do that. You know, we can't look at each other anymore and be able to know each other, experience each other, except through a machine. I don't think that's the way God intended it. And so I'm really glad that you're talking about this today because I think people out there really have some great ideas about how we can really restore the heart of what it means to be human, you know, to get the technology out of our hands and focus on our hearts. And so I'd love to hear what people have to say and share maybe their own experience in this regard. And some of the challenges. Like I said, I have teenagers, so it's a challenge.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I really think we need to get some good advice on that. We have a lot of listeners that have teenagers, and, you know, with the busy schedules or even kind of with their you know, them growing up, and they just don't want to maybe partake in the family things as much. You know, how do our listeners, you know, overcome that and build the family together and keep the family cohesive? But Deacon Harold, I just wanted to comment on something you said. You remember the bumper sticker, the family that prays together stays together? I love that.
Yes. Yeah. Father Peyton, very famous saying. And he's absolutely right. And that prayer time together as a family is essential. We do it after dinner. Because trying to do it later than that, you know, when the teenagers are holed up in their rooms doing their homework, it's hard to pull them away. So since everybody's together around the dinner table anyway, you know, we just say our little family prayers and stuff after dinner when we have a captive audience. But even that's a little bit challenging, too. It's just the kids get older and they want to pull away a little more. But we put our foot down, and this is just what we do as a family. You know, and this is, remember, we're trying to build things that these kids are going to take into their own families one day. And they may not see the total value of it now, but when they look back, on what they loved best about being in our family, these are the moments that they're going to remember.
1-800-585-9396. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. We're having Deacon Harold Birksiver share a little bit extra here on this program. We've kind of titled it, Are You Guilty of Side-by-Side Activities? Again, nothing wrong with taking your child or your wife or going to a movie with a friend or a ball game or things like that. But what about how do you find time, carve out time, especially with a busy family, to actually do activities with the ones you love, the ones you care about, your family and friends, where you actually just kind of look face to face, sit across from each other, and look into each other's eyes and really commune in the Holy Spirit. 1-800-585-9396. Again, we'll get to your calls in a second, but Deacon, you're talking about, you know, family and how, you know, you and Colleen really insist on this in your family. Talk about the importance of spouses being on the same page mm-hmm. in this regard.
Yeah, that's a great point. And sometimes spouses aren't on the same page because couples have a tendency sometimes, especially when life is busy, to manage the family. You know, so it becomes about the bills and it becomes about the driving the kids to soccer and to baseball and to this and to that. And it becomes about managing the family instead of really focusing on what the very heart of family life is all about. And all of us at some point are there. You know, we just have so much going on that we sometimes lose perspective. And that's why I love this topic that you're talking about, Jerry and Debbie, for today, because it helps us refocus and bring us back to what's really ultimately important. Our kids don't want our money. They want our time. They want to be with us. And some creative ways you can do that. For example, I have one son. I have three daughters and one son. So what I've started doing with my son since he turned 12 is to have guys' night out. Now, being on the same page. Now, sometimes the girls get jealous. Well, how come you're taking Benjamin out and you don't get to take us out? And Colleen says, no, my wife says, nope. Let the boys have their fun. You know, let the boys, because Colleen knows, because we talked about this. When I take my son out, you know, we go to dinner and then we go watch like Thor or Avengers or something like that. But during that dinner, when we're just me and him, I'm talking to him about his body's changing and about girls and about where he is in his prayer life, you know, all those kinds of things. And so we're getting that one-on-one time, but we're mixing it in an activity that also is like movies, you know. But so he wants to go because, you know, we're going to go to dinner and a movie. But I use that opportunity to get that special one-on-one time with my son
right.
away from the girls, away from the – so it could just be me and him, you know. And I do that with all of the kids. I take them with me on trips. I have enough miles where I can take the kids with me to help me work the tables at events. And they just get some one-on-one time with daddy, you know, and that is so important. And my wife, and I couldn't do this without her. I mean, without her love and support, none of this would be possible.
Deacon Harold, here's a good one for you before we get to Barbara in Massachusetts. Barbara, you're next up. But Deacon Harold, here's one for you. When the girls start complaining that you're with your son instead of them, you can just very calmly turn and say, listen, I don't have to pay for his wedding. I'm going to have to pay for your wedding.
That's good.
Was that okay? Good. There you go.
That's
so that
funny.
Makes it even in the family.
I never would have. Only Debbie could have come up with that out of the two of us.
It's true, though. I mean, really. Okay, Barbara in Massachusetts, waiting patiently. You are first on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and our special guest, the Dynamic Deacon. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I was just listening to all the wonderful suggestions, and it made me think about last week, my 21-year... I'm a single mom with a 21-year-old son, and he was heading back off to his last year in college, and we had a bunch of chores to do. And one of them was to weed the garden that hadn't been done in easily 6 weeks, so there was quite a few weeds out there. So he said to do it for me, and I decided I'd go out and do it with him. And we ended up spending two of the most wonderful hours out there having just one-on-one conversation, you know, about where he was, you know, what he expected for the year, you know.
Barbara, hold that thought just for a second. You can sure. tell by the music. This is the one time during the show we have to be out at a certain time. Great call, Barbara, and I can see Deacon Harold nodding already. He's got a lot to share with you, so stay with us.
Hi, this is John, and I'm lucky to be a Catholic. Some kids always wonder what is right and wrong and are willing to try things they really shouldn't. My family's Catholic. We go to Mass every week. We read the Bible, and it's pretty easy for us to decide what to do. We just ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? My mom and dad love listening to Catholic radio. They say it helps them understand their faith and helps them to make the right choices. Thanks, Catholic Radio.
I honestly can't even picture my life without EWTN. You can get every need met between radio, television, internet. God bless you. Never let EWTN go by the wayside.
If you have a comment about our programming, we'd love to hear from you too. Call 205-795-5773 or send us an email to radio@EWTN.com. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you.
Hi, this is Joan Lewis. In my work here at the Vatican, I'm blessed to speak with all kinds of people every day, from visitors to Rome, to Vatican officials, even to the Pope. And every week on our EWTN program, Vatican Insider, I'll share their stories with you. We'll bring you the latest news from Rome. We'll talk with Vatican leaders and newsmakers, and we'll answer your questions. So don't miss Vatican Insider this weekend, right here on the EWTN Radio Network. For times in your area, go to EWTN.com and click on Radio.
Hear what others are saying about listening to EWTN Radio.
I just wanted to call in. I've been listening for a year now. I converted to Catholicism about a year and a half ago, and this radio station has just been so instrumental. I drive around all day working from my car in sales, and I just can't get enough of it, and it helps inspire me. Just walk the walk every day, so thank you for that.
Listen daily to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome back to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. We have special guest Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. And Barbara, please forgive us. Please forgive us. If you can just rewind just a little bit. That was the one break that if Jerry and I could, if that was on our wish list, if we could move it, we would have. But we can't. So Barbara, start over just a little bit so we can catch our listeners up.
So what I was saying is that my son, 21-year-old son, was headed off to college, and we had a lot of chores to do. And so you don't always need a special time, you know, like going out to dinner or anything like that. But just we ended up weeding the garden. It took us two together. We took us 2 hours. No cell phones in hand. It was just the two of us getting our work done, and we had the most wonderful conversation. And all about, you know, what he expected for the year ahead and, you know, the type of woman he wanted to marry. It was just really a special time. And, it made me think also about one of my first roommates after college who told me she never did dishes, in her family because her mom and her dad after dinner every night would do dishes together, and it was their time to actually talk to each other. They had five kids, and they got a chore done, but they spent some time together in dialogue, and it really helped their relationship. So it can be chores as well.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you for sharing that, Barbara. You're absolutely right. And in fact, you know, Barbara, that's funny because Benjamin and I do chores together, and ours is scrub the toilets. So, you know, I'll be seriously. I mean, we're supposed to clean bathrooms and clean the toilets, and Benjamin and I do that together. You know, we try to do chores as much as we can together as a family. You know, we have kind of chore day, and everybody splits off and do their own chores, but then I jump in and help out with cleaning the bathrooms with my son. So that's always not fun, but that again, spending that time together doing something, you know, and so I think that's great.
Obviously, Colleen makes out the chore list.
Yeah, clearly, the boys get the dirty job, but that's okay. You know, and one thing I think is also radical in this day and age that we do is that we only have one television in the house. It's in the, you know, kind of the family area, one TV. We don't have TVs in our rooms. The kids don't have TVs or computers in their room. We also don't have cable and satellite. And we did that on purpose because we don't want television to become the focus of our family. And that, and I say it's radical because in this day and age with, you know, internet and satellite TV and digital television and hundreds of channels to choose from, you know, we've made a decision to focus our time as interacting together as a family rather than having television technology be the focus and center of our family life.
That's a good point, Deacon Harold. And Barbara, thank you for bringing that up about the gardening, because actually that was a, you know, I'm from New Jersey, and Deacon Harold, you as well, and it's the garden state. And so gardening is a big thing in New Jersey, and I'm used to gardening, and my husband and I believe in it. And actually my dad was just like you, Barbara. He used to go out with my brothers and they would do yard work and gardening together. And that was their time to talk, because absolutely correct. There's no real distractions. You're with the earth, you know, you're in nature, and it's a great time where people feel open. So I think that's a very good point for everybody listening. You know, maybe just go out and be outside even, because it kind of lets the guard down for people too when they want to communicate. So Barbara, thank you for that wonderful contribution today. You kicked off Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and Deacon Harold. And we just, I want one other comment before we get to Steve. Deacon Harold, you said about TV sets, although you could be like my mom has a TV set and a radio, and it's only on EWTN TV and radio. So there you go.
Oh, that's there you go. That's true. That's true.
Okay, Steve, waiting also patiently in Buffalo, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and our special guest, Deacon Harold.
Hello, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Great. Where's that y'all from? You're in Buffalo.
I'm from Buffalo. I lived in Florida and Virginia for 30 years. So I just moved back here, so I'm getting ready for the snow. You know, I would give my left arm to, I'm almost 60 years old. I would give my left arm to be with my folks a lot more than I do, than I'm able to. You know, they're in their mid-80s, and when you hit retirement age in Buffalo, it's the law that you have to move to Florida. So I feel bad about all the times as a 15-year-old when they said, okay, let's go on a picnic or some family outing. I give them a hard time. I go, oh, no, another family outing, you know. And I guess that's what 15-year-olds do. You know, you want to kind of break away. But I honestly, when we did go out and I got over my frustration, I had a really good time. And I think that's the responsibility of parents, is to say, we're a family, we're going to do this together, and no one's staying home, and no one's doing their own thing. Because those are the memories you cherish when you get older. And I give my left arm to be able to be with them a lot more than I am. So,
Steve, your call is beautiful, and I there are so many of us who share the same sentiments that you have. And Deacon Harold and Debbie, Steve raises, I think, maybe a crucial point in this discussion, and that is, you know, parents sometimes feel like they have to force their kids. How do we get kids to buy into this when they don't want to? Because this can sometimes almost be a divisive issue in families. So, you know, how much do parents push and say, no, you're going to do this versus, you know, kind of trying to work with where their kids are on this?
Yeah, that's a great point that Steve brings up. And you can hear the emotion in his voice, too, mm-hmm. as he talks about this, wishing he could spend more time. And I think that's, you know, it's not so much forcing them as it is is just saying, this is what we do as a family. The same thing you could say to going mass on Sunday. You know, some teenagers like, oh, I don't feel like going today. Oh, you know what? I'm not feeling, you know, like 100% either, but you know what? We're going to go anyway. we're just going to, because that's what we do as a family. And, but we've had those challenges too, where, you know, like, Claire might have a ski match, or Angela may have a soccer match, and everyone doesn't want to go, but we all go because we all go to support the other members of our family. And, The other teenagers may not feel like, oh, I don't really want to go, but heck, sometimes I don't feel like going. No, I'll be honest with you. As a parent, sometimes you don't feel like going, oh, I got to go to this again, or I got so much going on. you know, that I got more, quote unquote, more important things to do. But when you make that time, and you see how the kids see how special that time is together, and I think Steve is exactly right. These are memories that the kids are going to carry forward in their families. They may not appreciate it in the moment, but when they get older and they look back and they say, you know what? Gosh, we had that. I'm so glad we had that time together as a family, especially if someone you know, gets sick or someone may be ill. And you don't ever want to live life with regrets. And so I think that's really important what Steve is saying.
That's Jerry and I's our motto. We say that all the time, no regrets, because that is so important. Steve, I would like to just ask you a quick question. How do you stay in touch with your folks? Are both your parents there with us, and how do you stay in touch? Do you call them daily?
Yes, every day. I go down there probably twice a year. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, they're on in the years in the early 80s, and as time goes by, you know, more and more physical issues arise with them, and I wish I could be there. And my mom falls down a lot now, and I worry that, you know, someone's not going to be there, my dad, or she's not going to be near the phone or push her little electronic, I fall and I can't get up button, you know.
And so,
Things accumulate physically with them, and I had the chance of moving to Florida after I retired, or to Buffalo, actually, but I've got a serious heart issue, and I can't stand heat. You know, I can stand snow. I can always put more clothes on, but when it's 100 degrees, you know, every day, I can't function. So I wish I could be there more, and I just, you know, I just regret in the past having given them a hard time when those family events are the things I think of most, you know. And so that's about it.
Deacon, is there something you can comment to Steve about like, because those feelings, I mean, I think we all as adult children wish we maybe could have been different or closer to our parents, or, you know, responded differently, or, you know, thought of a more precious situation and held it as near and dear to us, and maybe we didn't. So is there anything maybe you can impart to Steve to relieve some of the, you can hear the emotion in his voice, and I just want to make his day blessed.
Well, I think the biggest thing is just, for Steve, to just tell your parents that thank you, you know, thank you for making that effort to bring our family together when we were kids, you know, and just tell them, you know, I was a teenager and I didn't really appreciate what you were trying to do, but now I definitely see the value in you helping to bring us together as a family. And I just want to thank you for all of your effort. And I think that'll really make the parents feel good, because then they'll say, well, okay, you know, we did not, you know, waste our time, or we did not think that. I'm glad to see that the kids appreciated the effort that we tried to do to really bring us together as a family. I think that would really make their day.
All right, Steve, we appreciate you calling, and may God bless you. You've got a beautiful heart, and I know that it must come across as you speak to your folks every day. So we're going to pray for you and for them, and that they remain healthy and active as long as they possibly can. So thank you, Steve, for the call from Buffalo. Take two with Jerry and Debbie, our guest, Deacon Harold Birksivers. You'll find him at deaconharold.com. He is booking speaking appearances into 2017 already. And in full disclosure, it's my company, Third Millennium Media, that manages him and a number of other speakers. And I understand that Nick Scott, our guy who does that, is working on about 50 speaking appearances that aren't yet booked for Deacon Harold, and that doesn't include the ones throughout 2016 and 2017. So if you want him to come out to your conference, your parish mission, talk to your pastor, talk to somebody, because Deacon Harold is just really on fire right now. And we want to go next to Mary, who's been very, very patient in Toledo, Ohio. Mary, thank you for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Awesome. Better now that you've called. What can we do for you?
I was just calling to say that, you know, we have six children. Three of them are married, so we have six grandchildren also. Our family is growing and getting smaller at the same time. And we've found that the way to keep the family connected is that we have dinner every Sunday, and so that the children all come home every Sunday for dinner. And thanks be to God, they still live, you know, all live close in the area, so it's not a problem for them to travel home for dinner. But some Sundays we'll have 17 of us, and sometimes we'll have 25, depending if the kids want to bring someone with them, or, you know, or if we have extra relatives that come. But everyone knows that Sunday is the day that we are going to be there preparing a meal, and anyone is welcome. And that's the way we keep our family connected with each other.
That's beautiful, because Sunday is the Lord's Day. You know, it's a day of rest. I think particularly it's a day for family, because we come together as a family of God around the holy sacrifice of the Mass and word and the sacrament. And what better way to give that expression outside of Mass than to come together as a family, you know, sons and daughters and uncles and aunts, and have everybody come together to share a meal and to have that time together. Because, you know, the kids fortunately all live in the same area. They all can come home, but that could change. You know, that could change. People could move. There could be a job. Someone getting a promotion and move, or, you know, you never know. So I think it's wonderful that you're able to share that time, especially on the Sunday, which is a day of rest and a day of the Lord and a particular day for family.
I love Mary's comment, because it shows how I love when I hear that the kids and the grandkids are still near the family and the family unit, you know, because I'm 3,000 miles away from New Jersey. You know, we all kind of spread out all throughout the United States. And that, and when you just said, Mary, about Sunday dinners, that's a typical Italian, for us Italians, it's a typical Italian tradition to have Sunday meals together. And that just warmed my heart. You're so blessed to have that. I mean, how cool is that? You must have some really lively discussions around that dinner table.
And, you know, when they were talking about technology, when you guys were talking about that earlier, what's interesting with, I'm not a big fan of technology, you know, the way the kids use it nowadays, a lot of times it's too much. But what's interesting is after Sunday dinner, if we'll go on Instagram, you know, and that's where they, you know, people take pictures and things and post them. And it's so interesting to see how each of the children have related to different events that had happened that day, and we can see them on Instagram, you know, with little videos of the grandchildren or some of the siblings together taking a picture and things like that, you know. So it's a beautiful way for them to express, you know, their love for each other and for them to reconnect. And my husband and I have always said that Sunday is for God and family, and that's it. And we're trying to keep that going, you know, even though in this day and age it's so hard to do.
Yeah. Mary, great point. And we heard, you know, one of the last callers, Steve, you know, there are, you know, I guess regrets, or, you know, just you could hear his heart is heavy that maybe he didn't take part in some of those things when he was growing up, when his parents wanted to. So I think it's just a great lesson for any young people who are listening right now. These moments you will not have to be able to recapture. So Mary, thank you. Bless your heart. We appreciate you calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. 1-800-585-9396. Deacon Harold Birksivers is with us. He is with me. I am at St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary, Boynton Beach, Florida. Please say a prayer. My apostolate vocation boom. We're having our board meeting tomorrow and Friday. Debbie is flying in. Dr. Matthew Bunsen flying in today. John and Barbara Bertrand, who have a son, Father Jacob in San Diego. They are board members and they're already here. So say a little prayer for our proceedings over the next few days. Next, we're going to go to Julia in Richardson, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Julia, thank you for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
I just want to make a comment to Steve when he was talking a while ago about what, you know, he misses his parents and everything. Mm-hmm. I have a friend that what she would do when her parents were so far and they were so old is she would call up and she would pray every night with them. And that certainly helped them an awful lot.
Well, Julia, what a great idea. I like that a lot, praying with your parents, you know, at night. That's wonderful. And it doesn't have to take that long. You could say, Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory be to the Father. I think the important thing is the intent to share that experience of God with your parents and the way of connecting with them. It's so simple and so beautiful. I think that's wonderful, Julia. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, yes, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Julia.
When I was about 15 years old, my grandmother was a housekeeper for a priest down at Sacred Heart, Oklahoma. And my mother, we lived in Shawnee, and my mother was wanting me to go down there. And, of course, I didn't want to. I wanted to go be with my friends. And she said, no, you're going to go. And so I went with her, and there was an old bakery. We'd walk the grounds and look around at everything that was there. That's where the Benedictines came originally to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, the one thing is, because she said, you're going to go, I was not very happy about it. Once I went, I remember that the rest of my life. I don't even remember who I was wanting to be with.
Wow.
So, you know, I think that kids, you know, sometimes you have to just say, no, you're going to do this with me, and just give them the room to experience something new, you know. So anyway, that was my comment.
Yeah, Julia, that's such a great comment. And I've done that with my own kids too. I remember I wanted to take them to a chastity talk, and you know, oh, I don't know, I don't want to go. So I had to bribe them with ice cream. But they were girls. But you know what?
Wait,
they went.
Wait a minute. Okay.
No, they went and they had a great time. And they said, Dad, it was really good. Daddy, I'm so glad I went. You see? And so they go, oh, I don't want to go. But then when they go, they experience something wonderful. And as Julia said, it was something she remembered for the rest of her life. Didn't remember who she was supposed to do something with before. And I love that. And we need to encourage that even more. So thank you so much for sharing that, Julia.
Yes, thank you, Julia. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and thank you for calling in. Okay, could it possibly be true that Fran from Cheyenne, Wyoming, is calling in, listening on Denver Catholic Radio? Fran, are you going to tell us and explain to us what rock hounding is?
Yes, I am.
Yay! You were? Oh, thank you, because it was driving us crazy. Go ahead.
First of all, I would like to say I have a deep devotion to the Blessed Mother. So did my husband. We had made rosaries since 1980. He died, and he died alone. But we knew he was saying the rosary because the rosary dropped right where he was.
Mm.
He retired in 94, and he died in 06. Rock hounding is when you go out and you look for, like, precious stones or semi-precious stones. And if people have a rock shop, like, close to where they live in the town, close to where they live, you can look in your Yellow Pages. I don't have Internet, so I couldn't look it up on the Internet. But if you have Yellow Pages, you could probably look it up on the Internet, too. And you can buy books. And in this rock shop, you can also find out if you have precious stones or semi-precious stones in your area. Like here, we have turquoise that you can just go out and find. I'm too old now to do that. But the family gets out in the air and just enjoys being out, you know, rock hounding, looking for rocks and precious stones. And you can find out from your rock shop what the raw rock looks like.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, a lot younger, in my dating years, my sister had a boyfriend that was a rock hound. That's the first time I'd ever heard of it. And he found, like, It's a quartz rock, but it's a pink. It's clear, but it's pink. And he had her a necklace made with a rock that he found.
Wow.
So you can go out and enjoy being together and, you know, maybe find something nice and pretty.
That is fantastic. We've all learned something today, including a lot of our listeners, Fran. So thank you. We're so grateful that you shared that. We're getting close to winding down the program. We're going to pray for your husband as well. And thank you for calling in on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Richard in, this is Harrisonburg, Virginia. Richard, we've got about 1 minute. I wanted to get you in because I think your point would be a great point to end the program on. So I hate to rush you, Richard, but if you can be quick, we'll get you on the air. How are you?
Oh, absolutely, sir. This is Richard from Harrisonburg. I heard your conversation with Steve earlier. He still got his parents, and he needs to go to them. He needs to go to them and relive those times with him if he can. I have the same regrets as him, but my parents are long gone, unfortunately. I have two wonderful kitties, And I can relive my times with my parents with them. Only I'm the parent, and I'm embarrassed to say that they engage in the activities with me, whereas I didn't. And so, you know, and it makes me feel sad. But I mean, my parents taught me to engage my children, and my children re-engage me, and it's wonderful. It's something that my parents gave me, even though I didn't always take them up on it.
Well, thank you, Richard, for being so honest. And I hope that everyone listening today could take some lessons away from your experience and to do a better job as parents. I mean, I didn't have a great situation growing up in our home as well. But, you know, I'm not my situation. I let the things of the past shape me into the person I am now, but it doesn't determine my future. And so I think, Richard, we could take some great solace in the advice that you've given. So thank you so much for that.
Yes, we want to thank all of the calls today. And Fran, if you're still listening, please call back to Matt and let us know your husband's name, because we do want to pray using his name. And Deacon Harold, you are amazing as always. Call Nick Scott at Third Millennium Media and you can book Deacon Harold. It might be 2018, but hey, you could get him. We're getting him in Phoenix. So Deacon Harold, this is amazing. My takeaway is I'm gonna call my mom before I head to the airport. Your takeaway, Jerry?
Yeah, my takeaway is we just got to have that quality time. That's where we grow with one another and with God. Deacon Harold, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
All right, tomorrow we're at the seminary. We're going to talk about vocations with Monsignor David Toops. In the meantime, have a beautiful and blessed day.